The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 2/25 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she got a call from her mom, which is not weird, but her mom had been dead for several years.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We like ghost stories, so if you've got one, please share it with us at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, along with the advance episodes and access to the archive, then you could become a premium subscriber. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free. You could sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here. We do love ghost stories, you and I. We always have.
We do. We do. And, you know, I think this, what you said in the intro to this kind of takes us into another whole realm of ghost stories, and that's technology and ghost stories.
Yep. You know, that's kind of happened for
phones and texts and, you know, messages on your computer or computers acting up and doing things or something that might happen on your TV. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, So I think this is a whole nother side of
paranormal. Is super common with ghost stories to hear things, electrical things happening. Mm-hmm. You know, batteries going dead. Like you and I did that episode of the Grave Talks. Now, this could have just been me. It could have been user error. We don't know. But we're doing the episode of the Grave Talks, and we're on location at that Wolf Hotel, and we go to go upstairs, and none of it recorded. Despite the fact I had just changed the batteries in the recorder, we got nothing. So was that me?
But didn't we get some things after you changed the batteries?
Nope.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then you go, well, maybe I put the batteries in wrong. But I got home, and once I realized I didn't have that whole final segment of the tour, I was like, well, this is so weird. So I got out my recorder again, and I turned it on just fine. So the battery—
Did you not hit play?
And see, that could have been. I'm just walking around with a recorder that's not on. Mm-hmm. But we're also there to record, and I was, you know, like, I had just changed the batteries, so I could. I don't know. And I'm not saying it was not user error. It certainly could be. But you hear all the time of weird electrical issues, batteries going dead or something mm-hmm. that happens when you're in a location that has a lot of activity.
We had a TV when we were growing up that liked to do weird things at night. Remember at the house in mm-hmm. Elma?
Yep, I do. And but then I don't know. If, like, what happened to me one night was if the TV had turned on, or I thought at the time, I'm just hearing the TV. Mm-hmm. The TV wasn't on because the TV mm-hmm. was downstairs. I'm upstairs, and I kept hearing the TV. Everybody's in bed. I had turned the TV off. I was the last one who went to bed. I turned the TV off, ran up the stairs because, of course, something's watching me. That's how it always felt. Run up the stairs, get to bed as fast as you can. And then I'm laying there and I hear the TV start again. And I was like, no, 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 no. I turned it off. And then I put a pillow over my head. And so, you know, I turn on my side, I have a pillow on both sides of my head. And it didn't change the volume at all. I could still hear everything. Mm-hmm. And so I was always like, is the TV actually on? Am I just hearing something? Like, and I heard commercials. I heard everything. So mm-hmm. I don't know what that was. I don't know if it was a TV on. I mean, just let's be honest. I did not get up and check. There was no way I was going to get out of bed at that point.
Well, and it was also broadcasting ghost stories, right?
Mm-hmm, that time, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard all the ghost stories. I heard all the commercials. I don't know what it was, but it sure didn't change volume with it. It didn't muffle it or anything. So that's why it was like almost in my head. How does that work? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is a pretty interesting story. It says, my mother and I were very close, spoke on the phone many times a day, and at least once a week, I spent a couple of hours with her playing cards and visiting. The backstory is that she was almost 41 when I was born. My father was 52, and the other three kids in my family were all grown when I came along. 3 weeks before my 18th birthday, my dad died, and by the time my mom passed away at the age of 90, all three of the other kids in the family had also died, as well as my stepfather, my nephew, and my own husband had died 11 months before my mother. Oh my God. Oh. That is too much. I am really sorry. Yeah. I can't even wrap my brain around all that. Through the years, Mom had things happen, and so did I. And we did discuss them because we felt free to talk about everything in our lives. We were extra close. So flash forward to Mother's Day 2018. So it was well past midnight. I couldn't sleep. So this would have been like Sunday morning early. I don't always sleep well anymore. I'm in bed. I was playing a game, listening to an audiobook, and all of a sudden my iPad screen lights up with Mom is calling on the screen and accept or deny. I accepted out of habit or whatever, and there was a call full of static and mom's voice saying, "Happy Mother's Day," and then it went dead. The thing is, I took mom out of my contacts a couple years after she died. There is no contact mom. Also, my iPad is not connected to my telephone account, so it's not capable of making or getting calls. I'm wondering, is this paranormal or empathetic? My other absolute for sure story is my dad. I had moved home into my mom's house for a few years when I was still single and I wasn't making a lot of money. This was the house my dad had physically built with his own two hands, and he did have a strong personality in life. He was a disturbed, unpleasant person, and to tell you the truth, I never missed him after he died. I was afraid for my mother at first, but I never missed him myself. So it's not like I was thinking about him and missing him, but one day in broad daylight on a summer day, he was standing in the corner of the living room looking at me. He was wearing the clothes he would have been wearing when he had his heart attack, and he looked just as solid as the wall. There was nothing misty about him. And then he was gone, just like that. Years later, I told my mom about this, and she said she knew he was there, and he had touched her on her shoulder, and she had also seen him. The third visual episode in my life was my husband, and isn't for sure because it happened only the week after his funeral, and I was a mess. My husband died June 18th, 2013, suddenly at work of a heart attack. He would often come into my work to see me several times a week, and he would even help me at work from time to time. I rented a room in the rear of the building on the main street where I did dog grooming, and sometimes he would come help me get the giant breeds into the tub if he could. I was friends with the owner of the building who used the front half and would often go up to the front to visit in between appointments, and so he would come up there and find me sometimes. So the week after he died, I was in the front of the building, just back to work and scared to death because I had no idea what direction life was going. I can't even imagine.
Right.
I heard the noise of the old porthole doors opening that divided the front and the back of the building. I turned and saw my husband strolling into the room just as if he was coming to visit me at work. That I don't lend as much to because I really wanted to see that man again. I was devastated that he died. I was just 49 and terrified. It could have been wishful thinking, if you know what I mean. Throughout the years, Mom and I talked about knowing things ahead of time, such as when my sister was diagnosed with a minor cancer. We both knew she was going to die after a long illness. We both would have this feeling of just sadness or doom and no explanation, and we would find a bill we had forgotten to pay, someone would be in an accident, various things would happen. One example is me being at work one day shortly before my husband died, and all of a sudden there was like this mental ping in my head, and it was like my world sort of tilted on its axis, and I felt that my husband was going to die and I was going to have to start the tough stage of life being a widow with all the fear that it contained. That wasn't long at all before he died. I do see a counselor every 2 weeks since my husband died. She's helped me understand my life and to get through some of the things I've had to learn. She told me once that I have a very empathetic personality, and it's almost as if I absorb the feelings in the air around me. She's a very down-to-earth person and doesn't dwell on the paranormal, and she told me, apparently, I'm an empath. So how do I tell if something is paranormal or empathetic? There is a difference, isn't there? That's from Colleen. You know, I think as an empath, that's more about being able to feel and pick up on the feelings of things. And I think she has more than just being an empath going on. I think she's more of a medium.
I think she's both.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Or sensitive to, you know, spirits and
but
whatnot.
She's seen much more than the average person
what
does.
What do you think about, okay, first off, what do you think about the phone call?
I think it had, you know, I don't know how it happened, but I definitely think that was her mother trying to say Happy Mother's Day and that she's still there. I think that's beautiful.
I do too. I that's exactly what I think. And, you know, just so out of the blue like that.
Yeah, that she's you're playing just, a game. You know, her mind's a million miles away.
Right. You're just, you know, on a game doing something. And then you get that. And like she said, my mom wasn't in my contacts. My phone is not connected to my iPad. You know, this is an impossibility for me to get this message. And that kind of staticky sound, we don't have that on our phones anymore.
No. You wouldn't get that on an iPad if you were able to listen to the call.
Yeah. So,
Saw her husband.
And the dad one. Okay. And my thoughts about that are kind of interesting, that the dad was there. She saw him. Saw him that once. Doesn't mean he wasn't around other times that she didn't see, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The mom felt him at times, touch her and whatnot. And like she said, she wasn't close to him for a variety of reasons, I'm assuming here. But she saw him. I'm wondering, you know, I always kind of hope that after you die, you're able to see the big picture and understand things better and feel things, you know, and see from a lot of different angles. And I'm wondering if that's with the dad, that he wasn't maybe kind in life. He, you know, couldn't get past daily struggles and stresses or whatever, and made him kind of an angry person. And then after he died, he was wanting to make that contact with them to kind of maybe, you know, let him know he was sorry about that.
Because I like to think that's what happens when you die, but I don't think that happens in every case. I think that some people die and still don't get it. It's just like in life.
And still, we have these stories of spirits that obviously are still, you know, not letting go of things. But I just kind of like the idea of thinking that her dad just appeared to kind of say he was sorry.
But I think she has more abilities than the average person. And I think I definitely think she's an empath.
Because
we pick up on feelings and emotions and all of that stuff. But I don't talk to or see dead people. So that's a whole nother level of ability that
I've had a one that I've seen. But I'm wondering, the one that gets me is, okay, and so now we go to the husband.
And I guess I did have that weird thing happen with Doug after he died. That was pretty intense.
See, but, I mean, you know, when you rethink it now, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't all see dead people all the time. But I, you know, I have had one that was really strong. I mean, that little girl was there. But other times after I've lost somebody, I have, you know, felt like they were there and had the peripheral shadows and turned around and nothing was there, you know, but I knew they were there. I was practicing the organ and I had to play at my husband's grandmother's funeral. And I was practicing the organ and I glanced, and I was in a church, and I glanced down the center aisle of the church where the pews are. And because I was sitting I was at the organ in the front of the church, and I saw a black figure standing there, and then it was just gone. And I was like, they're here.
Grandma.
Like I knew she was there. And then later, you know, either that day or the next day, I saw a black figure standing in the hallway of my house, and then it was just gone. So I knew for a few days that one was there, but I didn't see the full apparition of them. It was more like a shadow of them.
So,
but I'm just saying that I think sometimes we do have an experience with somebody that's departed. And you were quick to say, no, I haven't. But then you go, wait a minute.
It was pretty intense.
Maybe
that deal with Doug.
I have, you know, and I'm saying maybe you've had more than you realize, but they were more like shadows or more like.
But
you felt they were there for a minute.
Yeah,
you know?
But getting to her question is, how do I tell if something is paranormal or empathetic. I think it's more like, okay, you saw your husband.
I think they work in tandem.
You saw your husband. That is a paranormal experience because he's
gone. Do you think she did, though? Because the reason I'm saying with that one is because she's skeptical as to whether she really saw it.
Well,
and she doesn't have that gut feeling like she was sure of it like she did the other two events.
But she said that she was wishing it. But the thing is that when someone dies, you do wish that. Like, you want to have that experience. But it doesn't happen. The fact that she did see him, I think, is interesting.
But she's skeptical if she did.
Yeah.
You know? But the others, she was like, no, my dad was there. There's no skeptical there.
So right? I think, you know, a communication with someone who's passed is definitely paranormal. The fact that...
But I think you can also be empathetic and probably more sensitive to seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying it's a tandem situation. Yeah. I don't think it's an either or.
Yeah.
Do you?
I know. Because being empathetic and being an empath kind of opens you up to having that experience happen.
Exactly.
So that's kind of how I look at it.
Me too.
Well, let's go to the next story. Here you go.
My name's Shane. I'm calling in today. I got to thinking about the events that had been happening to me in the house we live in that I never really thought about until now. Here recently, I guess about a week or so ago, my oldest, he's living at the house right now. I'm an over-the-road driver, so I don't get to stay home much. I go home for about 2 days every 3 or 4 weeks. So he gets to live there and maintain the house for me. He asked me about a week or so ago that if I'd ever heard any footsteps in the house. Me personally, I hadn't. I never really noticed anything. So I asked my wife about it. She said that she's heard footsteps, never really thought about it any. Never mentioned it to me because of the same reason. She'd never really put much thought into it. And then I just kind of been thinking about that off and on. And then I heard that I was listening to the episode today about missing items reappearing. Got to thinking maybe that's been happening to me since we moved into that house. Because I've been having that happen a lot, and I've just been putting it, kind of been thinking it's been my faulty memory that I misplaced it. I thought about putting it in one place and never really got around to putting it there or something like that. And it's been happening a lot in that house. Anything, random stuff. And I just wanted to call in and share that and see what y'all thought about it. Anyway, I thank you for your show. Thank you for being able to share and have a place to listen to everybody else who's had occurrences happen to them similar to me and different than me too, but anyway, thank you.
You know, that is something. It's like, yeah, you can have a similar experience, but everybody's experiences are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had so many different people have different things happen. And his house definitely sounds like they're having activity there.
Well, and I think he's just starting to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That maybe he hasn't been super sensitive. And, you know, it's so easy just to reason away everything. Oh, you know, that's me being flaky. That's me doing the whatever, you know, and you're just looking for your keys. You're just like this. And I swear I left them here. And that can happen. And it does. I've been known to do silly things and put things in silly places. But a lot. You know, when you begin to notice it, then it's when I think it starts to kind of gel, where you go, wait a minute, I know I did that. I was very purposeful about doing this thing this way. Or, you know, like you said, then you put those things together with footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
And his son was creeped out by the footsteps enough to say, do you ever hear anything? You know, because then when you start going to other people, it is bothering you, right?
Right.
Once you say it out loud, then it's like, okay, this isn't right. The mom says she heard footsteps, but it didn't really bother her. I'm assuming she was just reasoning them away. Oh, it's the house. The house is creaky. Oh, it's this. Though it does just sound like somebody's walking. It's, you know, because we do that. You don't want to be scared that there's something in your house, right? So you make up reasons for it. You make up stories. Though it's just this, it's just that, it's just this. But then when other people come in and go, no, I'm hearing it too. It's more than that.
Absolutely.
Is when you start putting it all together. And I think Shane, his wife, his son are all just putting connecting the dots now.
And I think sometimes too, when you live in a house like that and you hear something, you keep it to yourself because you're like, okay, I'm going crazy. And then your son mm-hmm. keeps it to himself. And then he keeps it to himself. Mm-hmm. And then you get to talking about it. It's like, well, shit, this has been happening to all of us.
Yes, we've had that happen when we've gotten together with our siblings that mm-hmm. somebody will say something and we'll all look at each other like, holy cow, that happened to me, you know, but I didn't want to say anything because I felt stupid. And, you know, and so I'm thinking now that they're aware of it, I won't be surprised if there's more things that start showing up at Shane's house.
Agreed. So depending on how you feel about it, might be time to look for a new house or I don't know. Because
Shane's only there, you know, two times.
Shane's got it easy. He's out working all the time.
Yeah, he's out on the road.
Although Shane doesn't have it easy. That's a tough job.
That's a tough job. But, you know, but it's not going to be quite as big a deal as for him as it is for the people that are trying to hold down the fort back there.
And so he can call them and counsel them, I guess.
Yeah, they can unload on him and tell him.
Here is one more story. It says, when I was younger, sometime during or before elementary school, I had two weird experiences. The first happened after everyone went to sleep at my house. We slept on the second floor of the house. I had my own room, and when my family would go to sleep, every light in the house would be off, except maybe night lights and TVs. The way I slept, my bed faced the door in my room so that I could see the staircase in the hallway clearly. I remember back then when I stared into the darkness in the hallway from my bed, I would see all kinds of shapes. Things that kind of looked like dogs or snakes, but I thought that was normal. Your eyes played tricks on you. And I agree they do. And I think especially when you're a kid, you can mm-hmm. look at things and you have a very creative mind and you can see things.
I agree.
But this night, it says, I saw a short humanoid shadow form at the stairs. At the time, I thought it looked like, and you'll have to help me because I don't know if this is a typo, if this is really the character from Star Wars. I thought it looked like a shadow version of a Jawa from Star Wars. Is that a thing?
Jawa.
Okay. Kathy knows, and for everybody else, I don't know shit about Star Wars.
You do not.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Embarrassingly so. Okay.
I don't care to know. I just don't know. So a Jawa from Star Wars means nothing to me. So what kind of figure is that?
There were these little small creatures that think of like a monk's robe.
Oh, I think I've seen pictures of them.
No face, just the black face and maybe lights for eyes.
Okay. I have seen that before then.
Okay, so that's pretty creepy.
Yeah, it says, I remember taking double takes, like hiding my face in the pillow, then looking back, and every time I looked back, it was closer and closer. So that's a different thing than looking out there and seeing shadows and snakes and this and that. Once it was in my room, I screamed at the top of my lungs. I think I hid under the covers because I don't remember seeing it disappear. My dad came running out of my parents' room with a bat in his underwear, checking the whole house, and of course, nothing was there. They moved my bed, so I couldn't see the stairs after that, and I slept with my teddy bear covering my face as long as I was sleeping in that room from then on. In my adult life, I can't sleep alone without a TV and a lamp on, and I 100% blame this experience. The second experience, I think, happened sometime after that. Still in the same house, we lived there till I was almost done with the sixth grade, also during a time when I should have been asleep. For some reason, my mom had made me and my sister sleep in my parents' room, and my dad wasn't home. On top of that, this is interesting, she barricaded the door that led to the hallway with a hamper, which she'd never done before. My mom and my sister slept in the bed while I slept on this wooden structure that my dad had built in front of the window. While the others were asleep, I started hearing my name being called from the other side of the door. I remember thinking it sounded robotic, not like any voice I'd ever heard. All I heard was my name called a number of times, like 5 or 10 times, no other words. After it stopped, I just continued trying to go to sleep. When I got older, my mom revealed to me she never felt comfortable in that house and saw a shadow person cross her path in the living room at one point. She doesn't remember exactly why she gathered us in the room that night, but seeing as Dad wasn't home, she said she probably just didn't feel safe that night. So yeah, as an adult, both of those experiences could be written off as possible dreams or like being awake, but still in that dream state. But as a kid, I was 100% sure I was awake. Also, no one died in the house. It was a condo that was built right before we moved in. Thanks for reading, and thanks for giving me some extra content to listen to on my overnight shifts. That's from Stefan. Once again, just because no one died in the house doesn't mean something didn't happen.
Right. Something could have happened, and something could have been come into the house.
Right.
Right. I mean, it doesn't mean that you can't bring something in with you or with items or, you know.
Or one of your own loved ones had passed away and that's who you're hearing.
And attached somehow. Yeah, I agree.
That's interesting to me because, you know, the first story, you could almost go, maybe it was just a kid's imagination seeing things. But then the mom... You know, Dad's out of town. It's like, okay, kids, you're sleeping with me. That makes me think Mom was scared.
It definitely, Mom was scared.
Then she put the hamper in front of the door. And then he has that
experience. But it kind of made
me
laugh a little bit because I thought, so as a mom, the kids are out there every single night sleeping by themselves.
But she couldn't sleep by herself.
And she wasn't sleeping by herself. But when she had to sleep by herself,
she couldn't do it.
The kids, right?
And putting the hamper in front of the door for protection. Like, the dirty laundry's going to stop it.
Yeah, exactly. That was kind of funny. But I thought, you know, like, here's these poor kids out there in these rooms by themselves every night.
No. Come on, Mom. Protect your kids with more than a hamper. It just cracks me up.
You know, though, we do stupid things. Like, I have been known to go to a hotel room where I didn't feel safe and just start piling things in front of the door. There's my suitcase, a chair, this table,
that
whatever.
Makes more sense than a hamper. It's like, yeah. It makes me think Mom looked around and was like, what can I put in front of the door? Hamper.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to put the dirty clothes in front of the door. That'll stop him for sure. It'll give them a nice place to land when they open the door.
Here's the thing. I think something was definitely there.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it wasn't something not, I mean, it seemed to have some sort of evil about it. And I think, to me, the real kicker in this is Stephen still can't sleep at night without a TV.
It was that traumatizing.
Exactly. And so that is his truth. That happened to him.
And it makes me think there was actually probably more of an ongoing thing other than just two experiences, that constant feeling of being afraid. Because one or two experiences, that would be intense, but not enough to affect your whole life. It makes me think that
exactly
he had some experiences you know, constantly while they live there. Mom and her hamper. So if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts and you can try it 3 days free there. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cashback and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cashback sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cashback. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, Still aiming.
While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage. Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.